a pizza roll, a pizza up and all around the pizza boy. Look at it fly. Toss a pizza roll, a pizza up and all around the pizza boy.
This should be the national anthem.
I kind of agree with you.
Don't you think? This should be a better national anthem.
You should change your name to Pete Za. Why don't you do that?
Wendy, just to mess with you, I'm going to change my name to Pizza. Look who's here. It's Dane Neal. Hi, Dane.
Hi, guys.
Nice to see you.
Hi, guys. I noticed the traffic was a little tough getting in because of...
it's National Pizza National Month. Pizza You're going to get a little extra traffic.
The parades, the floats, the you know, all of, like I said, the mascots crowding. The
mozzarella all over the highway.
You know, when they said ticker tape and then they meant ticker, you know, mozzarella stick parade.
Right. It gets crazy, doesn't it?
Plus, once they get maybe 10, 11 floors high, they get some velocity.
I know.
Injuries can happen.
What does this mean? It's National Pizza Month. What does this all mean?
Well, isn't every month National Pizza Month?
It's an excellent. That's an excellent point. And that's really a lot of the feedback that we've gotten, that here in Chicago, it is always Pizza Month, but as a shining example, a beacon of pizza excellence and example, you know, we kind of project this because the rest of the country that may be into clam chowder, right, or something else, just can't handle, like, you know, a whole year of pizza.
But Dane, the rest of the country recognizes that we are the best at pizza, except New York. New York won't give in to that. They know we are, but they won't give in to it publicly. Yeah. Why does the rest of the country so willingly accept it, but New York keeps fighting it?
Well, New York, just because I think just pompous condescension in general, right? That's, that's really what they're all about.
Right.
There's like a rebel bastion of whatever, but there's been some research, and I think that that has been debunked as well. So they can love their own thing. God bless them, let them do it. But here in Chicago, you know, we do it in so many more places. We do it in so many more styles, more than just the deep dish, which has kind of been the standard bearer for some reasons that we're trying to figure out. And we're celebrating. Celebrating, talking about it. People love it. They love it all the time. Pizza Month is here. Louisa Chu is also here. You know her from her great work, Chicago Tribune, as the Chewing podcast host. And it's great to have her here to help navigate those waters.
Right.
Hi Louisa.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate spending National Pizza Month Day.
Yep. With us,
with loved
excellent.
Ones. You got to spend it with loved ones.
For her sash, she just came from the parade float with her crust sash.
Eat it along the way, you know, with that strike traffic.
All right, I've mentioned this before, never with you here, but I'm going to bring this up to you.
Okay.
I've heard people say that because Chicago has the right water for the dough, right? Is there truth to that, or is there no truth to that, that water doesn't play an integral role in creating a good pizza crust?
I think magical waters can be very influential to one's mental health. I can't say that scientifically it's been proven.
Yeah.
And actually, I've never really heard that much about the water in Chicago being that big of a deal. Yeah, because we eat and make so much pizza. I mean, could there be enough water for us to make that much good pizza?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
You know, the lake water.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I think it is. Well, maybe it's one of the things to discourage people from other parts of the country to try to venture out and maybe challenge for pizza excellence, because, you know, you only have one of these lakes. This isn't something you can just buy or put in or get a loan for.
That's a load of crap we were dealt. I've heard that too, and it's just stupid. Because there are so many different flavors and textures of all the crusts that are out there.
Yeah, completely. I mean, as we were talking about, you know, there is, of course, the famous deep dish, but you know, a lot of people know about the Chicago tavern style, the thin crust. And the north side and south side actually kind of have their own distinctive styles. You know, it seems to be a little bit crispier when you find it on the far south side. And then, you know, we're going to get into stuffed, and there's so many different kinds of styles of Chicago pizza.
Just to back up that idea, though, that the water could have something to do with it, several of my friends that have moved to the West Coast have said, we've now spent years and years and years trying to find decent pizza in Los Angeles or the surrounding areas, and we can't. We can find passable, but we can't find great.
You know, having lived in L.A. and actually knowing now that there is a more of a Neapolitan style that is really popular there, which we've got here, too. You know, it's like that real classic, like, you know, from Italy, from Naples.
Yeah.
But in Chicago, we do it a little different. I mean, it's not okay when we get down to dough. It's not only actually just the water. It's the very air. It's the whole environment that we breathe. I mean, when you get into really some of the great pizzas that we've got here, which are like as good as any kind of fine dining, it's all about the fermentation. And that's seriously stuff that you can only get in the wilds of Chicago.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, I know when you make sourdough, I have to make a sourdough starter. That's my mission for this fall. And then you can just feed it and make sourdough.
Yeah.
But so there's fermentation involved in the, I guess, because it's yeast.
Yeah, exactly. So for some of the, especially like at a pizzeria like Polly G's in Logan Square in Chicago, they really work on what they call the Logan Squares, which is their thicker crust pizza. It's a very Chicago-specific pizza inspired by Detroit style, but they work a lot on their dough. And there's some real serious pizza dough nerds out there, and they work so, I mean, surprise, you know, they work so much about not only the fermentation times, but how much then, you know, there is a saturation of the flour. I mean, there's so many technical aspects of it, and it's seriously great pizza dough in Chicago, which we have now, is as good, if not better, than bread, because then it gets topped with stuff, you know, toppings and stuff with stuff.
And if you have a bad crust, the whole pizza can go downhill. Exactly. Seriously.
And if you have a really good crust, it's just an enhancement, yeah. Right? It isn't something that's just left on the plate. It's something that gets finished too. Like my pie, I think in Wicker Park, it came from, really the thought process was crust first. You know, it was a baker who actually put that stuff together. It totally makes it.
You mentioned Detroit-style pizza. I don't think I heard of it until about 5 or 6 years ago, and now it's becoming a huge trend. Explain the difference.
So Detroit-style pizza was allegedly invented by Detroit auto workers who baked dough in old but clean rectangular oil
pans. A little
pans.
Motor oil, right. Just around the rim.
You know, just to make it just easier to come out. Sure. But that apparently has been debunked, but I love that story. And so it is a smaller rectangular-style pie. You know, one of the most commonly ones that are found here in Chicago is Jet's Pizza.
Yeah. Wow,
that's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I really do think it's pretty good,
caramelized
too.
Edges on it. Yeah. Thick but fluffy.
Exactly. And you get that fluffiness from fermentation because, as you will discover when you're making your own sourdough bread, that there is a real balance for how long you let that dough rise and get fluffy on the inside, because otherwise it's really just a gut bomb. And that's the problem with not so great styles of pizza sometimes.
Any advantage in having it squared off as opposed to our more traditional round shape? Is there any advantage there?
Not necessarily. No? Yeah. I mean, we have also a very long history of square style pies here in Chicago. In fact, I think the very earliest pizza that I ever had in Chicago was the bakery style pizza. And that was born in Italian bakeries. You know, there used to be, of course, one Little Italy that everybody knew about over down by UIC. But there were actually like over 20 Little Italy neighborhoods across Chicago. And so every neighborhood had a little bakery, and so they would bake some pizza, put it on the counter, and then you get slices of that, and there's always square pans.
And not a lot of cheese.
Exactly, yeah. So a lot of cheese really became something that came up more recently. And in fact, you know, some people really like that style of lighter cheese. Some people like excess.
And when you think about the different styles here, unlike, let's say, a Chicago hot dog that's got kind of a strict recipe for success, you have things, people would ask me, people ask Louisa all the time, and she's pizza inclusive. That's the way that she describes
herself. Yeah, good. I love it all.
There are so many different, it depends on how the mood strikes you, whether you want one of those kind of thin wood-fired ones, whether you want like a thick Lou Malnati's, whether you're looking for stuffed. It really is, and we have it in a high level, I think, across the entire scope. And but really, there isn't one way, you know, to really enjoy it.
Enjoy it all.
Let's take a quick break, and then we will discuss this further. If you want to jump in, we're at 312-981-7200. We'd love to hear from you. It's Bill, and it's Wendy on WGN. Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder. Dane Neal is here. So is Louisa Chu. And some pizza royalty has entered into the stadium.
Well, you know, it's everything that is old, that is new again in history. It continues to write itself and kind of correct itself in a lot of different ways. And a name that has been out there, you know, one of those iconic names that has, whether it's kind of ebbed and flown in either popularity or anything, right, is coming back. So everyone remembers Nancy's.
Sure.
They're the creators, the originators of the stuffed pizza. Esther, my wife, used to work at Nancy's.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, so we would. So this. So it's a kind of a near and dear thing, I'm sure, to lots of people around. And it's one of the things. So we've got Dave Howie from Nancy's here. He's been there since the beginning, since where Nancy and Rocco and all of that. So there's a great history and now a great future. You got a brand new place coming up and some cool and exciting things happening.
We do. We're opening a new restaurant. We just opened it on the West Loop, 1000 West Washington. And it's very exciting. That whole area is just boom, just in the last couple of years. Just incredible.
Yeah.
So we're real excited to be there.
Dave, can I make a confession to you?
Please.
Is it pizza related, Wendy, or something that shouldn't be?
No, yes, it's pizza related. Right. I didn't know that Nancy's was the first stuffed crust pizza. I did not know. A stuffed, not stuffed crust, stuffed pizza. Stuffed. I did not know that at all.
Yes.
I've heard everybody else claiming credit.
They do.
Nancy's originated it.
Yes, and Rocco did it. He invented it from an item that his mother used to make in Italy. And at the time, deep dish was very big, obviously thin, but deep dish was coming up. And everybody wanted him to open, you know, or start selling a deep dish. And he said, no, I want to be different. And that's one of the things that I loved about Rocco. He was always about being different and excellent. He was a phenomenal chef. And, he created it in 1971. He had a little pizzeria called Guy's Pizza. He did it there. He and Nancy together worked on it. But he was the driver. They put it into another restaurant. And then finally in 1974, they opened their Nancy's in Harwood Heights and Lawrence in Harlem. And it just took off.
That's a pizza pie, technically.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing. Just as we feel that there are things that are familiar and we assume are everywhere, because why wouldn't they be? They're great. Is that as there is deep dish in all sorts of different places and pizza in different incarnations around the country, stuffed pizza is truly Chicago. This is the one place that you can really, really get it.
Yes, it is. And there's a lot of reasons for it. Rocco, when he started this, he created his dough. It's a bread dough, and it's designed for the stuffed pizza. A lot of people like to take their thin crust pizza and try to make a stuff with it, and he just can't do it. I heard earlier talking about water and everything, and it is true.
It is true.
It is true. We spent a lot of money on water filtration to get all the minerals out, then we added everything back in that we want. So Chicago has always had tremendous water.
Yeah.
So the mineral content was always low, but we take it out and do a little different scientific things. But that crust is what holds up the stuffed pizza. And you have to have a structure. And now you add in, you know, all the different spices that are here because of the Italian immigrants that came here. We have all the building blocks. And we were able to make this product. And he was.
I know this is silly for you, but for people who are listening and don't know the difference between stuffed and deep dish, explain. It's not that hard, but there is a difference.
Oh, there's a big difference. Yes. So a stuffed pizza actually does have a crust, but it really turns out to be more like a noodle because we put our same dough on top. It's very, very thin of all the ingredients. So you have the dough, then the ingredients, and then this top layer. Then sauce goes on that. Because of the water content in the sauce, it kind of boils it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really see it. You don't feel it as a crust. On the edges, you can see it. But it separates the sauce from the ingredients as opposed to a deep dish that kind of the sauce melds and blends in with everything, which is delicious on its own. But it's definitely different. And then what happens when you bite into it, you get a distinct flavor of everything because the ingredients haven't been really absorbed in with or mixed in with the sauce. So it's a texture. It's a taste difference. And it's unique.
Yeah.
Very unique.
Because like a calzone, everything would be inside with the sauce.
Mixed all up. See? Exactly.
I still remember the first time I had Nancy's stuffed pizza. My dad brought us to one, my whole family to one. And it came out, and we just stared at it and laughed because it was so gigantic.
Well, you know, that's also something else. Like, our largest stuffed pizza is a 12-inch pizza. So people look and go, oh, my gosh, $28.
Yeah.
It's 5 pounds.
Yeah.
It feeds four people. So you know, you're looking at, you know, $6 or $7
a
person
to eat.
You can't, yeah.
Right.
It's a bargain.
When you think about that, the original location, Louisa, and you've talked about it as well, in Niles, where, you know, where Nancy will be there and her daughter and son-in-law, and a lot of that history is there. Exciting to hear about the new place that's coming up. And then also from the listeners getting in on things, there's an opportunity to win free Nancy's Pizza for life. I'm assuming that's a pizza a day till you die. I'm kidding.
A day.
And then, one a month.
And then also 48 prizes of free pizza for a year. So how's that going to work?
Nice.
Yeah, so 48 people. This is our 48th year. In a couple of years, we'll celebrate our 50th anniversary. So 48 people get free pizza for a year. It's one a month. And they're going to get a certificate, and they can turn it in every month. But there's going to be one person that's going to get a pizza for life. And
I bet you're hoping it's not a baby who wins.
Yeah. There is age restrictions.
Yeah, you have to be 80 or up.
80 or up. Right.
Well played, Dave.
Read the fine print if you can.
Right.
It is Chicago.
That's a great contest. That's fantastic.
It is. Yeah, it's going to be kind of a random thing. You know, there's going to be random. Everybody's going to get something.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of things for everybody. But, you know, we're celebrating the West Loop. We're back in the West Loop with a full-service store. We haven't been here for a long time. Most of our stores are in the suburbs.
Suburbs, right? Am I right on that?
Well, actually, we spread all the way west. We're out in, you know, Geneva, Island Lake.
Oh, I didn't know
down
that.
Down to Bourbonnais. We have many stores now in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
So in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, it's starting to spread.
That's excellent. That's great.
And so the site where people can get information, I know there's a grand opening kind of a celebration that's happening, but also on the contest and all the things going on?
Yes. So on our websites, the store that the contest is at on the West Loop, 1000 West Washington, and next Tuesday is the grand opening. So everybody's invited to get in line, and it'll be interesting. There, we do these things, and there'll be a lot of people. Get there early.
Here's a crazy question. We don't have a whole lot of time, but I'm curious. Pizza's always good the second day. There's no doubt about it. But some are outstanding the second day. Yeah. Some are just okay. How come?
It's how the flavors all start to really meld together. So that overnight in the refrigerator, the flavors and oils and the spices still start coming out into the tomato sauce.
Yeah.
The tomato sauce typically is a little bit acidic.
Yeah.
So it starts pulling those flavors out. So that next day, my brother, you know, he wants the pizza the next day.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And a lot of people that, you know, are in the know, they do that. But, yeah, I'm glad you say that because the next day it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to put it on a cookie sheet in the oven, or if it's thin crust, you can heat it in a skillet? Because microwaving it is just not
terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
Air fryer is amazing for pizza.
Oh, really?
Yep. If you've got one of those air fryers, if you don't get out there and get one. Awesome. Yeah.
That's great.
Well, happy National Pizza, what is it?
National Pizza Month.
National Pizza Month.
Yes.
It's always that.
It always should be that. So nice to meet you, Dave. Louisa, great to see you. Dane, thank you for coming by. We'll take a quick break, get you some news, and then more show, including Wendy's favorite Brady, Peter Brady, will be joining us. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.